podcast, where we dive deep into the world of medtech and the inspiring journeys of our members. I'm your host, Ina Bergstaller, and today we have a very special guest with us. Ramat is one of our Pineapple Connect Pro members and MedTech Foundation National Technology Director, and she's currently undergoing mentorship for her very own MedTech startup idea. So in this episode, we will be discussing the value of the mentorship, the unique challenges medical students like Ramat and many others in our community face, and getting started, and the incredible lessons and the benefits she's gaining from having a mentor. So to kick things off, Ramat, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey into the world of medtech?
Right. So hi, I'm Ramat. I'm currently a medical student. So I'm in my final year of medical school in the UK. And my interest in medtech started not too long ago, actually, maybe like about a year ago or a bit over a year. So I just always had this feeling that I didn't want to have like a traditional medical career. Like, I've always known I wanted to have other things that I want to do. And I've always been interested in entrepreneurship and business, like things like that. And then I also had an interest in coding and just the technological side of things as well. So with the, thank God for social media, TikTok. So, you know, when you just start looking at things, your algorithm will start showing you things that have to do with what you're interested in. So I first found like a crash course, or like a week's course of just like an introductory course into like coding. And I signed up for that. It was quite confusing. It wasn't just all clear at first, but I knew I was like, I still knew it was something that I enjoyed. And then I started finding out about the MedTech Foundation. I followed them on Instagram, which was what actually led me to BioNavo as well. So it was through the MedTech Foundation's Instagram that I found BioNavo. So it was just like one thing leading to another thing. And then I found out about a medical coding course. So it was a Java course, but it was specifically tailored to medicine. So they would teach you how to code using medical examples, so you can see how it applies to medicine. And that was something which was really helpful, because another thing that I was a bit worried about was maybe not being able to connect the technical side with the healthcare side or the medical side. So now, like, when I was able to find that there's actually a community out there, and, you know, there's actually things out there like BioNavo, and there's a thing like MedTech even. So it was perfect. It was the match made in heaven. It was meant to be.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, that was basically just how everything happened. And then I first reached out to I created my profile on BioNavo. My first interaction was when I did signed up for a micro internship opportunity, where I did just, it was just a little project, so it wasn't anything big. And at that stage as well, that was when I found out about the medical coding course. So everything was kind of just aligning, and yeah, everything just hit off from there, basically.
Wonderful. That's incredible. And that's amazing how innovation often springs from the desire to make a positive impact, or to get curious about a fascinating field such as medtech. But then, Ramat, how did you decide to pursue your idea and to turn into potential startup?
So I just had this idea because it was a problem that I've been facing as a medical student as well. So it's because research is something that I've always been interested in as a medical student. So that was something that I wanted to go into. And I noticed it's like problems with finding projects or supervisors. So I was thinking, is there a way that I can solve this? And I don't want to go too much into anything now, because it's not solidified or anything, but so I just had an idea, and I kept thinking about it, and I was just brushing it off throughout the school year. And so the summertime came, and I'm like, you know what? What do I have to lose? If I try it out and it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Well, at least I would learn from it. So that's when I took the step and I messaged Ina saying, I have an idea and I would like to discuss. And yeah, so we set up a meeting, and I told her about it. And even just hearing that, you know, seeing that people believe your idea is something that's substantial and is a good idea, that was something that was also encouraging me as well. So it was all about just taking that first step. Like, I think I just have this mindset of, I mean, I wasn't always like this, but just over the past few years, I've been thinking this, you know, you have nothing to lose. It's like, well, I don't have anything to lose by trying to figure out if I can make this a reality. But if I never tried it out, I have more to lose, because I would keep thinking, what if? So I'm like, I might as well try it out. If it fails and I learn from it, well, I don't have anything to lose from trying it out.
That's very true. And I think you touched a little bit the key point. Somebody believes in your idea, right?
Yes.
So crucial at the very early stage. And I don't know what you feel about the mentorship, but when I started my startup, so this in the popular, especially when you're on your own and you don't have a team right now, you don't have a co-founder, just somebody believes in you, right? And taking this through this journey, and especially somebody who's been in your shoes, and I don't know what value you see in the like-minded peers around you who can potentially help you to test it. How was your journey in this respect?
Yes, so that is, honestly, that's still a challenge that I'm having up until now. So it's hard trying to navigate when you're doing something that's not the norm. So it's not the norm for a medical student to suddenly want to branch into medtech or want to like do other things. It's more, like most times it's just you go to medical school, you become a doctor, maybe you can have like extra things like research, teaching, academia, but medtech is not, it's like a new and evolving area that people are getting interested in. So it's hard to find a community. So that's why I'm also grateful about finding out about the MedTech Foundation and even being able to get a role on the national committee, because that has really opened up a lot of doors and a lot of connections, networking. I'm meeting people with similar paths as me or people who have similar interests as me. But in terms of finding like people to even like a co-founder or people to work on your vision with you, that's still something that I'm struggling and I'm still trying to navigate, because I'm also not like, I'm not someone that likes to just rush into things. Like I need a lot of time to think about things. So like the idea of, even if I network and find people, like entrusting my idea in them is something that I feel like I would really struggle with, and just the idea of that is something I'm struggling with currently.
Thank you, Ramat. I think this is certainly very helpful for other students who are thinking about the same journey. Now, what you see personally the role as a mentor to navigate this ever-evolving space and helping you to mature your idea? What value do you see?
So having a mentor is like when you're going into a new field, it's kind of like your baby, and then your mentor is there to hold your hand and tell you, do this or don't do that. Or if you think something is right and you might think this is the best thing, oh my God. And then you tell your mentor, and then like something, like it has even happened between us where I thought, you know, like even like signing up for accelerator programs, which is good, but I never thought about the fact that, you know, I didn't think about the equity or anything like that. Didn't consider that some programs might want to have like a percentage of your idea or whatever. So it's just like having someone to be able to guide you, someone who's had that experience to be able to tell you, maybe think about this more before doing it. And it's also like finding a mentor that you feel like has, you know, the right interest or your best interest at heart. They're not just, you know, trying to gain something out of you. That's also another like crucial part. So, and Yeah, just the main thing is trying to see, like seeing someone that you can discuss your ideas with, and they can tell you if they think it's right or not, or they can tell you how to improve on it. I think that's the main, like most beneficial part of the mentorship.
So you're absolutely right. Mentorship provides that outside perspective and guidance that it's so crucial for the personal growth. So what do you say to other members? What's your advice who are considering the mentorship and sharing their knowledge among the other students to start their own ideas or to build their own personal brand reputation?
So I'll say, honestly, just start and just start small. Like, start anything that you know. Like, for example, for me, I started because my entrepreneurship knowledge is still limited at this point. I'm still exploring that. But one thing I have knowledge in now is coding and also using like website development and things like that. So I've created my own blog, actually. If anyone is interested, you can check it out. So just start with anything, really. Just start putting yourself out there. Like, I know it could be nerve-wracking, but just put yourself out there. So yeah, I just put myself out there this year, created a blog where I just share like tips and advice about medical school and getting into medical school and just my experience as well. And I'm also going to be posting about, you know, my experience with getting into medtech entrepreneurship. So yeah, just that type of thing. And I've already started gaining a small audience, even though I've just started it recently. So it's just nice to also see that, you know, there's people out there that are finding your content useful and feel like your information, that feel like the knowledge you have is useful to them. So that's a good way to go about sharing what you've learned, your experiences, all of that. So just start with anything, any skills that you have. And even with the website, you can use, there's website builders out there. You can use them to make things easier for you, even if you feel like you don't have the main technical skills. And there's also people out there who are willing to guide you and help you, like with the mentorship. People like, you know, out there, they're there to guide you. So never feel shy to put your ideas out there.
Ramat, thank you so much. I think your journey is truly inspirational, and I hope many of you have been inspired by Ramat and her journey. So please listen to the podcast, like if you find this helpful, and we hope to see you on the Pineapple Connect Pro to start your journey. Thank you very much.
Thank you.